Well, he was there for a short while. I was born in 1907, and it must have been around 1908, around that time, when some people got a bright idea to build along Mariah Street. There was a lot of land around in there, and it was cheap land, and it was very close to the city, and it was a little municipality. There was water, there were sewers, and So they banded together. Now, I'm not sure, but I think there were four Jewish men and an Irishman that started this idea. And the Irishman was a builder. The four men, I don't know what most of their backgrounds, I'm not sure. But they started selling an idea. They either bought or they optioned land along Mariah Street. And their idea was, people were coming over from Poland who were needle workers, tailors. They would build a factory, and anybody that came in with them, with their scheme, would have a job in the factory, a guaranteed job. But I think they had to come up with a couple of $100, which was an impossible amount of money in those days. But I think they had to have $100 in cash and $100 in labor. And they would build a factory. First, they would build their own homes, and each one would have his own home that he was putting a down payment on, this $200. And for doing that, he would work on his own home and get credit for working on it, and he would work on building the factory. When the factory was built, he'd have a job. Not only that, they wouldn't be living in the filth, in the dirt, in the hustle, bustle, and the hurly-burly in the middle of the city where it was absolutely impossible to live. So they would bring people out there with wagons. On Sundays, everybody worked all the time. So on Sundays, they would bring them out, horses and wagons, and they'd show them around and everything. All the Jewish people started looking around. Are there any Jews around here to talk to them? Well, there was one Jewish family, Cohen. They were English Jews, Anglo-Saxon Jews, we called them. They came from England. And they spoke English. And we always thought that he was kind of stuck up. She was a wonderful woman. He wasn't a bad man at all, but we thought he was a stuck-up person that wouldn't bother with these lousy greenhorns because he spoke English, you see. And they went looking, they went to him for advice, and he just walked away, wouldn't talk to them at all. I imagine I know why he wouldn't talk to them. Because they kept looking, they found my father, and they asked my father for advice. And my father said to them, "What, are you crazy or something? You're going to hand over some money to somebody you don't know who the hell he is. He's going to give you a piece of land. You're going to work on there with bricks and with mortar and with stuff like that." He says, "You ruin your hands. How in the hell will you work needlework afterwards? What guarantee do you have that these people won't disappear overnight?" He was talking sensibly to them. So one day there was a knock on the door. My father opened the door. There were two great big guys standing there. Two more sitting on a buggy. There were two horses on it. And one of them says, "You, Alexander?" He said, "Yes." "You got a big mouth." So my father kind of blustered a little bit. He wasn't that big, but he was not afraid of, but there were four of them, He said, "That your child?" Pointing at me. I was crawling around, I guess, "Yeah." "You wouldn't like to see the baby have an accident, would you? How would you like to have a broken arm or a broken leg? Maybe two broken legs." My mother was crying. My father was blustering, but quietly, He said, the one of the fellows said, "Why don't you mind your own damn business? Don't you have enough trouble taking care of your own lousy business? Just don't open a big mouth about things you don't know anything at all about." And they were gone. Anybody that came after that to my father, he said, "What do I know about it? Just don't bother me." And do you know that bloody scheme worked? They got all these fish. They built the houses. They built the factory. I don't think the factory lasted very long, but it worked. And we had suddenly a large Jewish community out in the junction. That's how it started.
Oh, really?
I wouldn't believe it.